Hey everyone, it's Morgan Glass, the owner and founder.
Hi, I'm Annie, the head coordinator here at Lash Alliance.
Today we're going to be talking about LashCon
2022, baby.
It was fun. Yes, we're so excited to talk about it. Like, it was truly amazing, and being a sponsor this year was a surreal experience, I would say.
It went by really fast. I wish it could be longer, but our experience was great. We met a lot of really nice people, and especially people in this industry that are going through the same thing as you and just, you know your daily life and all that.
Right.
So that's good.
Yeah, and we want to talk about our experience at LashCon as a sponsor, being a smaller brand. And I also would like to give you guys some tips if you would like to be a sponsor next year as a smaller brand, because we had a lot of you guys come up to us that you weren't sponsors, you were there attending, but you have smaller product lines like we do.
Yeah.
And you wanted to be a sponsor and you wanted to get all the
juice about how to get it started. So yeah, that would be cool to talk about.
Yeah. And we just want to talk about our experience and things maybe we would do differently if we're a sponsor again. And which I feel like we're going to be a sponsor. Overall, it was a really great experience. And the ones of you that we did meet that you said you wanted to be a sponsor in the future, I could see us being sponsor neighbors.
Yeah. And it was my first year at LashCon, and it was your third year,
My
right?
third year, first year as a sponsor.
Yeah, it was our first year sponsoring, so I didn't actually get to experience it as a normal attendee would, but I can definitely see, like, all the hype behind it. It would be cool to, you know, go to some classes and hear some speakers, but I think mainly that's just because it was only just us two at our booth.
Right.
Yeah.
So what is LashCon? Let's kind of give you a little bit if you don't really know much about it. LashCon is truly an amazing event. It's a three, four day long event in Pasadena, California, and there are floors of vendor booths like we were this year, sponsors, and then there's speakers, some people that you truly look up to in this industry,
big brands,
large people that you probably know who they are, and like I said, you look up to them.
And there's also fun events after,
every night,
every day, which during those days you can choose to attend classes or, you know, walk around the booths and kind of check out what product other people have. It was a really great experience with a lot of, like I said, amazing people.
Yeah.
Everybody there seemed really, really genuine, and everybody's there to, like, network and support each other. And it was a really good thing to see, especially, like, you know, us being in Oklahoma, there's only so many lash artists. Like, yes, there still are a lot, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing 1,000 of them at one time
was really
pretty
cool
fun.
For us.
Yeah.
And one thing that was different about this year was there was actually some hands-on classes. I know last year when we went, there really wasn't much of that. So I do think that's amazing that they are trying to add more things to LashCon.
It's just getting bigger and bigger.
It's getting bigger and bigger. And I know next year it's going to be even larger. This year I felt like it was so huge, and I think we're, like, outgrowing the Hilton hotel. So,
maybe.
But we'll see. But that was something that they did add. They did add the classes and more hands-on, which I think is really awesome, because not only are there speakers, there's vendors, there's hands-on, there's parties every night, there's different brunches and lunches and networking
events. They provide breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
It's really, really fun.
Yeah. So they're really becoming that conference that has it all. And I think that's amazing for us lash artists, because we really don't have a lot.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot. We have a lot of conferences that have, you know, skincare and waxing.
Yeah, like a jack of all trades type of thing.
But we don't have much that is just for us. So I think what they are doing is amazing.
Yeah, it brings everybody together, really, and you get to hear everybody's story, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so being a sponsor, it was, you know, a surreal experience. It's something that I would recommend. I wanted to talk about it because I know so many of you guys have questions. You don't really know what to expect with it. So I want to give you our opinion and, yeah, things that I would maybe do differently. And I think one of the things, if you're going to be a sponsor as a smaller brand, you know, large companies, it's a little bit different, but, you know, I'm really speaking to smaller brands right now.
Yeah, we can't really relate to the big ones yet.
Not yet. So as a smaller brand, we all know if you're going to be a sponsor at LashCon, that's a really big deal for you. This is not something that you're going to be taking lightly. This is a very, very big investment, probably the biggest investment of the whole year for you. Yeah. So it's definitely something that you want to take time and make sure that it is for you. I think if you are about community and networking,
right,
I think
and
it's
not
for you.
Like, don't focus on the money, because, like, yes, as a setting up a booth and being a sponsor, you will be selling product, but I think the main goal is to just keep in mind it's not about how much money you make while you're there. It's more about the people you get to meet and building your brand and really, you know, giving people that first impression of you and your brand.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, I love LashCon so much, and that's why I go, because, yes, it
is. We got a lot of good feedback.
Yes, we got a lot of good feedback. And it's about building those connections and going for the community. And I talk to so many different people that I want to have on my podcast. They want us to be on their podcast.
I
want to
hang out with them on the weekend.
Yeah, like, we have met so many just genuine connections. And I think if you have that mindset, you're going to be very happy. But I think if you have this certain mindset of, oh, I need to make this much amount, then I don't know if you're going to be very happy with it. Yeah. Because I think at that point, in my opinion, I don't know if you're leading for the right reasons. And I get it. Like, we do have to make money. But overall, LashCon is about community, and it is about meeting and networking. And just think of someone, maybe they're not going to buy something from you right then and there, but you make that connection with them, and they might buy something from you in the future.
And we had, like, a little giveaway set up to where if the people who came to our booth followed our Instagram, we would give them an opportunity to win a free t-shirt. And so that also gives people the opportunity, like, yes, even though if they're stopping by at your booth for 5 seconds, they're going to follow your Instagram, and once they come home from all the chaos, then they're going to, you know, see our posts popping up and remember our faces and the kindness that we show people, or at least tried to. And I think it's a good experience for, like, just building your brand.
Yeah, and that's how I look at it. It was more for the marketing purpose of it, building those connections, building the brand, and trying to build our Instagram. Because, when you're a smaller brand, you don't have those followers, and you want to build those connections. And I think it was really just getting our name out there. And so, for me, that was worth it.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Seeing your name on that. That banner thing was pretty cool.
Yeah, seeing Lash Alliance on the banner, that was another surreal moment. I felt like I was in a dream. And even that, just that was like, oh my God, this is
also,
so worth it.
Some people came up to us and I don't know if they just recognized you from podcasts. We met some people who listened to the podcast, which was really cool. Or people who follow us on Instagram already, and that was just really rewarding to meet those people.
To meet them in person.
And also thank you to everybody who came by our booth and met us. We are so grateful to meet you.
For sure.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah. And that's why I've always liked LashCon a lot, was because everyone goes there to network and
build friendships.
To build friendships. And, you know, I will say, as a sponsor, what I do want to say is, there's going to be people that maybe pass by your booth and they don't even look at you. Or there's going to be some people that maybe kind of look and they just walk on off. But there's going to be other people that come up to your booth and like, oh my gosh, this is so cute.
Can we take a photo with you?
Yeah, because your style is their style and they really vibe with you. You're not going to vibe with everyone.
So, and not everybody's going to like you either.
Yeah, you can't get discouraged, because that's just how everyone goes through that. Every sponsor, whether they're a large brand or not, they go through that, where there's going to be people pass by and they don't even give you 2 seconds. And that's okay. Yeah. We don't have the same style, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And Morgan, like, when we first got to LashCon, you were really anxious about, you know, being a sponsor for the first
time. Let's talk about that. Yeah. I really want to dive into that, because our goal is to keep being a sponsor, and I hope that we can be a sense of comfort for you new sponsors going in, smaller brands, because I wouldn't want anyone to feel like I felt when we first walked in. And right. It's nothing bad. Like,
it wasn't bad. It was just nerves.
And it was like, nerves. And
also, you know, some of us aren't as experienced flying and you're traveling. So it's like navigating things, finding things, figuring out how things work and like stuff like that as well.
I think added to now, it. Once we met a couple other sponsors, they actually were very, very kind and they spoke a lot of like positivity to us and they made us feel really comfortable. But the night before we set up our booth, some others were setting up already.
Oh yeah.
And you know, we were in a really good area and I'm very blessed that we got that spot that we did. I'm very grateful for that. But it was next to some large, which are amazing companies. Like I look up to these companies, but obviously seeing them set up their booth,
larger brands with impressive,
you know, flat screen TVs. Yeah. And I was like, setups. I looked at Annie and we had the same look on our face. We were like, oh, a little intimidated. I'm not going to lie. We were a little intimidated and I was a little bit like, oh my gosh. Now this is before we set up our booth. So yeah. I had an idea of what the booth was going to look like. We weren't setting up our booth
until the next morning.
But I wasn't 100% sure on the whole setup. So looking at this and I looked at her and we both were like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And it was a little, and I haven't had a moment like that in a really long time. But, you know, it's normal. It's those human feelings that are completely normal. Yeah. And the next day, we did have a couple of the sponsors come up to us, and that was very kind of them.
Especially, yeah, they said kind things, and they were really boosting us up and telling us that, like, we got a good spot and that they were in a similar position the year before. So it was really encouraging to hear that. And I also told Morgan, you know, like, the big brands started off small too. It's not like they just, you know, appeared and were successful. Like everybody starts somewhere, and even if our brand never gets as big as theirs, you know, we still are gonna have to start somewhere. So it was a beautiful start.
Yeah, I think that's so true, and that's something that I think we all need to be reminded, being a smaller company, is because it is very normal to lose sight of that when you see all of that. And it's very normal to lose sight of, okay, hold on, everyone once started small.
Yeah.
People don't just open a business and immediately become large. That's not how it works.
Exactly. And everybody there, whether their intentions were good or not, like I still got a really positive vibe from everybody there and all the sponsors and the attendees. And I think it all comes down to us all being in similar situations, whether we own a salon or we rent a booth or we work commission, like we're all lash artists. And if you don't do lashes anymore, you at least started as a lash artist. So it's like we can all understand each other from that standpoint. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want us to be that sense of comfort for you guys because, yeah, next year, if you're a brand new sponsor, I want you to feel like you can come talk to us. And I think that's just our personalities. I never want anyone to feel like they're not included, or I don't want anyone to be nervous. And because, yeah, I've been there before and I never, that's just my personality. I don't want anyone to feel like that. So
let's be friends.
Yeah, that's how we are. And there's obviously always going to be people, even though our industry is changing for the better, there's always going to be those one people, those certain other companies that don't want to be your friend. And that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, don't take it personal.
But
the connections that you do make are really important.
Right.
And hold on to those people that believe in you when you're small.
You know? 100%.
That's really important.
Yeah, and I think as a first-time sponsor, a couple things maybe that I would do differently would probably bringing more people. And I know as a small company, that's hard.
Yeah.
But it was only me and her, and we were kind of running like chickens with our head cut off.
Yeah.
So it was kind of crazy a little bit.
It was a lot, and we didn't really have many opportunities to leave our booth, which it was still amazing because if we weren't there, then we would miss out on a lot of opportunities to speak to people. But if maybe we had just one or two more people, so maybe we could rotate and then kind of get a more chance to look at other people's booths and attend classes or hear a speaker talk or something like that. Yeah,
because that was one thing I noticed with a lot of the larger sponsors was
like a team.
They were they had a huge team, and so they were constantly rotating. But when you're smaller, you're probably not going to be bringing a large team with you. So just if you can, you know, maybe try to work something out with the girls in your salon, or if you have friends in the lash industry, because as a sponsor, you do get so many tickets as well into the con.
Is it
so,
three?
Well, it depends. I don't want to say because it could be changing.
Yeah.
And it depends like what level of the sponsorship. But normally you do get a couple. So just
you would
try
just have to,
pre-plan
with some friends or coworkers or whatever, see if they would help you out.
Yeah.
Or family even.
Right, or
it was
family,
a lot of family,
husbands.
A lot of husbands.
Yeah, there's a lot of husbands actually.
Right.
Yeah, there's I feel like more every year. So
yeah.
But yeah, definitely try your best if you can to I would recommend if you could bring other than yourself. If we would have had one more person, I think it would have been.
Yeah, it could have gone well, but I feel like
perfect.
The ideal would be four. Two people in, two people switch out.
Right.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
But, I mean, three would be great, too.
Yeah. But I know it's hard.
More than two.
Yeah. But if, you know, and that's the thing, you might not be able to do that your first year, and that's okay. But, yeah, recruit someone, whether it be your husband or your mom.
And it was definitely not impossible to do it with two people. Like, we did
it. It wasn't. Yeah, we did it.
Yeah. It was just overwhelming a little bit, but
yeah,
rewarding.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I had to ship stuff. So if you're wondering how you get stuff there, if you're close, you're local, or you're the next state over, you got it good.
Good for you.
You got it good because you can rent a van and you can just drive. And I would have loved to do that. But being in Oklahoma, there would have been no way. It would have been crazy. So I had to ship things out. That was, I'm not going to lie, I was a little nervous because I was like, oh my gosh, what if something gets lost in the mail?
Yeah.
Luckily, nothing did. It arrived perfectly fine and on time.
But you do have to make sure that you do it within a certain time frame, right?
Yes, and that could be changing again. I don't know how they're going to do it next year.
Depends on where
but,
it's held, I'm sure.
Yeah, but you definitely just have to make sure you prepare for it ahead of time. And when you are a sponsor, obviously you get all of those details. But you have to, you know, ship those things out. So keep in mind that is money to ship that out. I shipped two boxes and it was $200 for each one, which is insane. But I overnighted them because I'm a crazy person and I
we
was
wanted
scared
to make sure that they were there.
Yeah, I was like scared that they weren't going to arrive. So I did overnight them. But even if I wasn't going to overnight them, it was $89 for each one.
Oh, yeah.
So it's expensive. You know, being a sponsor, it's not cheap. And it's definitely something that, you know, normally they will release the sponsorships like the beginning of the year. And then obviously the con is towards the end of the year. So you have all year to prepare for it. It's not like you're spending
it's not one big
this
expense.
Big chunk right at, you know, right in one day.
Right.
You're, you know, buying this and then you're buying this. And throughout the months, you're buying all this stuff for your booth and whatnot. So you have the time to prepare. So that's what is amazing. If you're wanting to be a sponsor next year, I would start preparing now.
Yeah, honestly, right after LashCon.
Yeah, when we were at LashCon, we were like, it starts now. Like, when the day we get home, like, that's when it starts. And I've already been, trust
we
me, thinking
idea,
of ideas.
We got notes in our phones, all of that stuff for next year.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can just keep building and make it bigger and better than what it was. And I think it'll be really fun to see where it goes.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. And I'm glad that we're a part of it. And if you do want more information on the sponsorship in general, and that's why, because I don't know, I know things, some things will be changing next year, so I don't want to, like, give you guys the wrong information.
It's getting bigger.
It's getting bigger, and it's growing, which is amazing, but definitely go to their Instagram. It's the Lash Conference. DM them. Just send them a DM, and they will be able to direct you on how to communicate with them and, you know, all of that, because, like I said, we're...
They keep you in the loop.
Yeah. We're just talking as us being sponsors as a small brand. So definitely if you want more information on the details, get with them and they'll be able to direct you on that. Yeah. So, but overall, I highly recommend it. And I think
even if you're not a brand and
you want to just go,
you just want to go,
yeah,
like, you should go.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
I want to see everybody there.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. And setting up your booth too, it's, you know, don't forget that that's an expense as well if you're going to have a company come out and help you. I had a balloon lady come out, and she did balloons for us, and we rented a backdrop from her.
Oh, that turned out cute.
And then, yeah, that turned out super cute. So overall, I would definitely have at least a couple $1,000 saved up. You know, start saving if you can now. But like I said, it's not all that one chunk. This is months throughout of the year. So,
yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
I think the only thing I would do different is just bringing more people with me. And, oh, the amount of stuff. So that was one thing I will say that was a little bit hard to figure out.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, when you're a small brand too, you're not sitting on just tons and tons of inventory either. Now, Paul did tell us that
the less
it's better to bring less, and you can get pre-orders from people, and then you can ship it as soon as you get home. So that's kind of what I went with. We sold out, though, like night one of a lot of things.
Which we had a lot more swag, merch. I don't know what you want to call it, but like we had t-shirts, cups, hats, mirrors, keychains, all of that cute little stuff. And I would say that stuff sells pretty quickly, but if you have like tweezers and like products, we had a couple lash trays out and then some bonder, I think, and they didn't even really look at it. They just wanted the cute little goodies. So
yeah.
I think people are going there to spend money because, you know, like lash artists, we don't get a really big opportunity to go into a store and look at all these things and buy things for us. So I think the people there expect to spend money. So I think just keeping your stuff moderately priced and like keeping in mind what people like and not bringing too much of like if you brought 40 tweezers, like I don't think like there's 10 other booths that have 40 other tweezers.
Yeah, so it's I think like, you being know, unique.
Yeah, try to be unique with your stuff and keep enough stuff, but
yeah,
not too much.
And being unique was definitely our booth. I mean, there were other booths that had merch and stuff as well. But, I mean, if you look at our logo, too, there's no other logo like it. And that is one thing that I'm super proud of.
Yeah.
And coming to our booth, like, yeah, there were other booths that had merch, but ours was completely different. And there was no other brand that was like it. So I think making sure that you're true to yourself and to your company.
And not doing something just because everybody else is doing it. Like, we still got good feedback, even though our stuff was different than other people, you know, and which initially worried us. So,
yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
All of our nervousness and hesitations at first, really within the first day we're gone because we got so much good feedback, which I'm really happy with.
Me too. I'm extremely excited, and we have so much new things coming to Lash Alliance that I'm really excited to reveal, and 2023 is going to be a really, really big and good year for us. So
We're excited.
Yeah. And if we got to meet you, I am so happy that we got to finally connect in person.
Thank you for coming to see us following us and talking to us.
We appreciate you.
Every one of you guys. And we hope that we made an impact on you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Bye. Yeah. Bye.